Khamenei's funeral, assassination bounties, and a nuclear deal hanging in the balance. The death of Ayatollah Khamenei has set off one of the most consequential succession moments in Iranian political history, and the events of the past week resist easy interpretation. Funeral processions began Friday, drawing delegations from more than 100 countries to Tehran. Iran's military chief used the occasion to deliver a vow of revenge against the United States and Israel, a predictable ritual of Iranian state funerals, though one with real implications for whoever consolidates power next. Simultaneously, an active U.S.-Iran nuclear negotiation has been proceeding with enough apparent progress that France withdrew its Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier from the Persian Gulf, a significant diplomatic signal given that carrier battle groups are not repositioned casually from high-tension theaters. Analysts noted that the U.S. economy formally avoided what had been called a potential wartime recession scenario, partly because the Iran talks eased oil supply concerns and reduced the geopolitical risk premium embedded in energy markets. The contradiction between deal progress and bellicose state rhetoric was thrown into sharp relief by a state-organized rally near Tehran that launched what was described as a gold collection campaign, reportedly offering 100 kilograms of gold as a bounty for anyone who kills either President Trump or Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. This was not a fringe action. It was state-organized and occurred within sight of the funeral processions. The coexistence of active nuclear diplomacy with explicit state-sanctioned assassination incitement reflects the internal incoherence of Iranian governance during a succession period, with different power centers transmitting completely different signals at once. Iran's economic pressure is visible in the oil markets. Iranian crude sitting on tankers at sea has topped 58 million barrels as buyers back away, a figure representing roughly 20 days of Iran's entire oil production capacity sitting idle. Secondary sanctions risk makes purchasing Iranian oil financially dangerous for most international buyers, and deal uncertainty makes long-term purchasing commitments unattractive. That pressure provides the Iranian negotiating team with strong incentives to reach agreement, even as hardliners perform defiance. In a separate but related diplomatic development, Colombian President Gustavo Petro formally asked the Trump administration to remove him from U.S. sanctions lists, a significant gesture from a leader who built his political identity on anti-U.S. posturing, reflecting the economic pressure that the current administration's aggressive use of economic tools is generating across Latin America.